What decade did you live in when you were my age?
What decade?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. You're 16, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, that was in the 40s. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, the 40s. Okay. What did you do for fun? What did you do for fun?
For fun?
Yeah.
Well, I was in high school when I was 16, you know.
Yeah.
And so then in the summertime I worked on the farm. Oh, what did we do for fun?
Yes.
We had a lot of music in the family. And we rode horses a lot on Sundays. In the afternoons. And I guess that's the main part of our fun.
Okay, hold on. What was school like during that time?
What was school like? Well, we didn't have school buses like they did today. And, let's see. I guess pretty much the same. We didn't have all the courses that, you know, they didn't offer all the courses that they offer now.
How long were the hours?
How long were the hours?
Yeah.
Well, we went to school from, grade school, we went from 9 to 4. And I did go to a country school in the grade school.
Did you go to high school?
And I went to high school at Jetmore. And I graduated in 1947. And I was 17 when I graduated.
Okay.
We didn't have as many science classes as you do now. We had a good band system and music program, you know.
What were your most envies of other people? Like, what did you envy that you didn't have as a family?
I don't know. We didn't have all that stuff. We didn't have, radios and, of course, no television at all. We had some radios after the electricity came through the country, REA, you know, rural electrification. But, let me see, before that?
Huh?
I don't know what I was envious of, nothing, I guess.
Okay.
I think I always wished I wasn't so tall when I was a teenager. Because I was so tall and skinny.
Okay, what was the cost of gas back then?
I don't know. Right now, I guess about, I don't know, 20 cents?
How about the cost of milk, or did you buy your milk?
No, we didn't buy any milk because we milked cows. And we milked them by hand.
Okay.
My job and Gail's job to always milk the cows. My brothers.
Okay. What was your job on the farm?
What was my job on the farm? Well, before we went to school in the morning, we always had to milk all the cows and do the chores. And then we had to do the same thing when we got home. And in the summertime, it was in harvest time, it was my job to drive the tractor and pull a combine, because that's in the days before self-propelled combines. And I did that every harvest for I don't have any years. It was a dirty, dusty, itchy job.
What was your job after school?
After school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go home and do the chores again.
No, like after you were done with school. After you,
you
graduated. After you graduated.
Okay. I graduated in May of 1947, and then that year I went to Greeley, Colorado to a summer school session that gave me an emergency teaching certificate because there were so many, there was a short of teachers. And so I started teaching school at 17. The first 6 weeks of school, I was 17 years old when I was teaching. It was a country school, and all 8 grades were in the same class. I can't remember if I had all 8 grades or not.
Okay.
And then another year, and then I got married.
When did most people get married at that time?
At that time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shortly after they got out of high school, some went to college. Some did, you know. And, of course, I never did get a college degree. I just went enough to keep up a teaching certificate for 2 years. And I don't know. I suppose the girls got married about 19, some of them 18, 20, long in there.
Okay. What was the most common religion back then?
Well, you mean right here in our area?
Yeah.
We've always had a Baptist, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, and a Catholic church. And I don't know what it was pretty well even.
Okay. What would you consider a luxury food back then?
Back then?
Yes.
Bananas.
Bananas. You never got bananas.
Got them, but not very often. It was a real treat.
Okay.
And bought an ice cream.
Wow, okay.
We had homemade ice cream, but we didn't very often have bought.
What was a luxury, just a plain luxury?
Goodness, honey, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe picture show on Saturday night.
That's a good one. What was the most popular job? Like, what did every girl want to have as a job?
Well, in my class, there was quite a few of them that ought to be teachers. And out of that bunch, there was two or three that kept that career and taught for many, many years. You know, they've all retired now, of course.
Is that what you wanted to be when you grew up?
Huh?
Is that what you always wanted to be when you grew up?
No, I wanted to be a nurse when I was younger.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Okay. What, did you ever go to parties?
Did we go to parties?
Yeah, did you ever go to any parties?
Well, yes, but not the kind of parties you have today. Our parties was getting a whole bunch together on Saturday afternoon and or Sunday afternoon or something, you know, and we'd ride our horses and let's see, went to a few parties, went to the parties they had at church. They did have some young people sing at church. I went to some of those parties and not very many parties like you have today.
Okay.
Sometimes we'd have a friend come over and stay with us, but we really didn't call it slumber parties, but we had a whole bunch of them like you did.
Who was the most popular star in your age?
Movie star?
Yeah.
Well, it was several. I can't think of the men right now. Rita Hayworth. Hayworth was a real popular one. Loretta Young. Betty Davis, Greta Garbo.
Discriminations back then.
Discrimination?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, there were certain towns that wouldn't let the colored people in, and some of them, they couldn't eat their ice cream in the drugstore. A lot of times we'd go to the drugstore and get some ice cream after school. And they could get it, but they didn't eat it there, which wasn't right. But that didn't last very long.
Okay.
We didn't discriminate them in school. We were friends with all of them.
Did you have any social issues back then? Like, ours is mostly drugs.
I think there was some teenage drinking. There might have been drugs in the bigger places, but I didn't know about them here.
Okay. What was your main method of transportation?
Well, because we lived so far in the country, it was a car.
What kind of car?
Oh, let's see. I think that my dad had a 1936 Ford.
Okay.
I learned to drive in a 1930, I think. Ford, something or other.
Who was the president?
Who was the president? Harry Truman. Let's see. I think Roosevelt died while I was in high school. Well, you're putting my old brain to work.
What was going on in the world during that time?
World War II was just ending when I got out of high school. I mean, it had just ended, you know.
Yeah.
And my high school class had, what was it? 9 boys that had to leave their own class for, to go to the service, you know?
Yeah.
And then they came back to school and graduated with us.
How many boys did you say you'd have in your class?
How many boys?
Yeah.
There were 36 kids in my high school, my senior class.
Okay.
And I can't remember how many were boys and girls. I guess it was kind of
split it in half,
maybe.
Yeah. So how did that affect your lifestyle after the war?
We were had a lot of rationing, you know, for we had sugar and coffee and a lot of things, shoes. Those things were rationed and you could only have so much. And so then after the war, and they took the rationing off, what? It was nice to go to town and get all the sugar or coffee you wanted. And we all knew a lot of boys that didn't come home, you know, that were killed.
Yeah.
And,
I know you didn't have any radio, but did you hear a lot of songs?
Did we hear a lot of songs?
Yeah.
Because my family was musical, we used to get together with a lot of them, aunts and uncles and cousins and things on Sunday and go to somebody's house. And they had the fiddle and the piano and the guitars and the banjo and the mandolin. And they played a lot of country music. I mean, old songs, you know.
Did it have a lot to do with what was going on during that time, like the war, or was it just...
No. Not necessarily. We go to some house, sometimes they'd have a dinner, sometimes we just went in the afternoon. And then when you had chores to do, you'd go home and do your chores, and the women would fix some sandwiches, and then we'd all go back and have some supper, and finger food supper, you know, and have some more music.
Okay. One last question. Do you remember what kind of trends you had back then? Like, you know how we have our holes in our jeans? What kind did you have?
What kind of trends? Well, we didn't wear pants to school. I know that. Goodness, I don't know, honey. I can't think. I know there was fads and fashions, you know.
Uh-huh.
Can't think of any right off the top of my head. Sometimes those fads would only last just a little while. And I do remember when I was in high school, I don't know if I was a senior or what. But anyway, on the first day of spring, you know, which is in March, a bunch of us silly girls decided that we were going to wear spring clothes and no coat to school that day. Well, we about froze our butts, and we froze all day long, but we still celebrated the first day of spring.
Okay. Thank you.